Before the Marijuana Control Board can issue licenses to anybody, the FBI requires a background check. It's a way of determining if an applicant has received a felony conviction in the last 5 years in another state. If the answer is yes, no license may be awarded. But the original bill is missing the enabling language that would allow the FBI to run names and fingerprints in the first place. Cynthia Franklin, the director of the Marijuana Control Board, says that in order to award that power, it will take a state statute.
The FBI requires an enabling statute to run a name through the National Criminal History Database, and a regulation is not enough.
The Alaska Department of Public Safety notified the Marijuana Control Board of this oversight in October. She explains the language should have been inserted into HB 123, which created the Marijuana Control Board. It was brought up as a floor amendment, but ultimately didn't make it in.
So it was discovered well after session. So they missed a spot.
Furthermore, the Department of Public Safety is missing its necessary authorization to do background checks, as it does for liquor licenses. Franklin says that in order for licenses to be issued in June, the legislature must fill these legal loopholes fast.
And if those things do not happen this session, then we will be in a very sticky place because we will have a statute that says we can't issue licenses to individuals who have a felony conviction within the last 5 years, but we will only be able to check Alaska criminal histories. We will not be able to check out-of-state criminal histories. So we may have someone say, yeah, I don't have any felony convictions in the last 5 years, but we won't have any way of knowing whether that's a true statement or not.
To close this security gap, the Senate Rules Committee is interested in rewriting HB 75, a marijuana cleanup bill from last session, and folding in the necessary statutory language. The bill was originally drafted in the House Community and Regional Affairs Standing Committee, chaired by Representative Kathy Tilton. An aide for Tilton, Heath Hilliard, told KCAW by email that the Senate is on their own timeline, but that the bill may see movement on the floor next week. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.